Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 233 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about this past weekend's Mississippi State Texas A&M baseball series. We're going to give you an exciting Crystal Light update. I'm sure you've all been waiting for that. And we're going to talk about some of the spring festivities that our kids are currently enjoying. There's a whole lot going on. It's going to be a ton of fun. As always, remember you can find a lot of the stuff that we mention and love in our Amazon shop. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. And as always, we're so happy you're here with us. We hope you enjoy episode 233. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
I have some really exciting news in the way of Crystal Light.
Oh, do tell, because I know that we've all been really thinking about you and praying over this Crystal Light shortage situation.
Well, the outpouring of concern and the willingness that people have had to find Crystal Light for me, the offers to send me Crystal Light from places across the country has really, it's been touching. But I, last week after we recorded, I checked Tuesday morning and Wednesday morning to see if it was at, if I could, like, if it would pop up on Instacart from Publix or on the Walmart grocery app for our Walmart neighborhood market. And finally Thursday morning, it popped up on Walmart neighborhood market. They had gotten apparently a fairly decent sized shipment in. And I really bought an obnoxious amount because I just, you know, don't necessarily want to find myself in a similar spot again. But yeah, we are fully stocked. Yeah.
Well, that's just smart. That's good. Well, I'm going to tell you that since then, I feel like another thing. So I found my Old Spice deodorant that I mentioned. I was able to get my Rembrandt toothpaste from Target online. But I'm going to tell you what I have noticed now is out, oddly enough, is unscented Lubriderm lotion. And I know that because that's what Perry Schenkel likes to use. And the scented one. So last time I asked my ship shopper, I put it on the list. Well, she brought the scented one and not the unscented. And so now every night when he walks in after the shower, he's like, if you're wondering why I smell like Sally Schenkel, that's his mom. He's like, it's because they're out of the unscented. Yeah, Lubriderm. But I did just find it on Walmart.com, but I couldn't get it on Amazon. They didn't have it at Target today. They haven't had it at HEB. So I think it's real random. But Perry told me that's a real thing right now, that he thinks there's going to be shortages on all kinds of random different stuff.
So, you know, there's been this whole thing where rental cars are super expensive and hard to reserve. Do you know about
this? Well, I'd heard that. I don't remember where I heard that, but I have heard that a little bit.
So I read an article in my Apple News the other night about the rental car situation, or maybe I did read it in my Apple News app, and it said that when COVID hit that they sold off a lot of their fleet because, you know, the used car market really like boomed during COVID. It was really hard to find a used car, and not hard to find one, but, you know, it was challenging to get a deal because, anyway, so they'd sold off a lot of their fleet because they were just sitting there, and now there's a demand again for rental cars, but there's some kind of like superconductor shortage or something that you need to make cars, so they're not making cars quickly enough for the rental car companies now to buy more cars. So it's just
interesting.
Listen, look at the economics of a pandemic at work.
But yeah, it's a weird, I think there's lots of them. There's lots of like ramifications of, because I have several friends that either own restaurants or in the restaurant business, and they're having a hard time finding employees like right now.
Right. Because, and I've seen signs all over town. So yeah, it's so strange.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very strange. It's very strange. So I don't know, but I'm glad you're able to find the Crystal Light. That feels like a real answer to prayer.
Thank you.
And so I'm glad that worked out for you.
Thank you.
Hey y'all, it's me here to tell you about a new Big Boo Cast sponsor, Go Henry. I am so excited about Go Henry because I think it's so important to teach our kids how to be responsible with money. This is a lesson that I feel like I didn't learn until later in life, and sometimes I'm still learning. And so I've really wanted to help Caroline figure out ways to balance her checkbook and figure out what she can spend and to have a budget, especially as she's about to go off to school. This is one of those things that sometimes we don't think about, but it's so important to set them up for success in the future by knowing how to handle their finances. And teaching your kids to be responsible with money doesn't have to be tough. Go Henry makes it so easy to teach kids a lifetime of financial skills. Go Henry's debit card for kids, an app for parents, is an easy, fun way to teach kids good money habits. It's designed to help young people ages 6 to 18 learn about money firsthand and build financial independence. With Go Henry, they can use their card to make purchases online, in stores, or at an ATM and track spending in real time. They can set savings goals and make donations. They can tithe to their church. It helps them learn to budget and practice generosity. It's super easy for parents, simpler than handling cash, and allows boundary setting and flexibility. They have real-time money transfers. They have automated allowance deposits and tasks that allow your kids to earn extra money for completing chores. You can set spending limits and control where the card can be used, online or in stores or at an ATM, and you receive real-time notifications about how much your kid has spent and where. GoHenry was founded by parents with the mission to make every kid good with money, and I don't know that there's anything more important than that. They've got great reviews on the App Store, Google Play Store, and Trustpilot, and you can get started today at GoHenry.com and get one free month with promo code BIGBOO. That's 1 month free at GoHenry.com, promo code BIGBOO. Thanks, GoHenry, for sponsoring the Big Boo Cast.
So what y'all have going on this past weekend?
We had, you know, this was kind of our last, I laughed because it was kind of our calm before the storm weekend, because I knew we didn't really have a whole lot on the calendar. It poured down rain. I'm going to tell you that we were in a drought, and now I think we're not in a drought. That's how much it rained.
Okay.
Like it, and that's how San Antonio is. It's like, it's either so dry and everybody needs rain, or we get like 14 inches in 2 days, mm-hmm. which is kind of what happened. I mean, it rained and rained and rained. And I'm going to tell you that by Friday, like, the dogs, because we couldn't take them anywhere, were driving me crazy. Like Mabel was just following me all over the house. It was awful. And then Saturday, I actually had a speaking event. I spoke at a luncheon, like an in-person actual luncheon at my church.
Well, well, well.
I know. And it was great. It was a great group. I felt as rusty as all get out. Like I really started talking and I was like, huh, so I used to do this a lot, huh? Like, I had to
at a luncheon Saturday, I had to just get up and pray a couple of times. Uh-huh. And I even felt, just standing in front of people, I was like, oh, this is weird. And yeah. I know I used to do this for a lot longer.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But it's just weird to stand in front of people.
It is. It was very strange. And so I did that and it was all good. But it also was pouring down rain while I was speaking. So it was loud because you could hear the rain on the roof and it was thundering. And so, I don't know. It was just, I guess it was fine. I don't know.
I'm sure it was.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, people said nice things, but it was just so weird to have something that was so normal feel so foreign, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
I totally get it.
Yeah, but it was good. And then Saturday night, I went and had drinks with my friend Amy. And we went to this Bistro 09 place here and just had appetizers or whatever. But I'm going to tell you that for the first time in my whole grown-up life, I ordered a dirty martini.
Okay.
I've never known if I would like a dirty martini.
I've never had a dirty martini.
I'm going to tell you, it was delicious. Now, I got the vodka, not the gin. Like, I got it, so it was made with vodka. But I'm going to tell you that I am now a dirty martini fan. I had no idea.
Does that mean they put the olive juice in there?
Yeah. So it's kind of olivey, which is, you know, a taste mm-hmm. profile that I like.
Yes, it is.
It was super cold. It was in like a martini glass, but it was almost frosted. It was so cold and it had that olive in it. And I was like, oh, I'm sold on this deal. This is.
Here is my 2021 discovery.
That's right. Me mm-hmm. and James Bond. I'm all about the martini. She ordered one and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to give that a whirl. Worst case scenario, how bad could it be? Mm-hmm. You know? And I'm going to tell you, it was delicious. So
Okay.
now mama's got a brand new bag, is what I'm telling
Okay.
you.
I love that.
Yeah,
You
so that was my.
discovered something new.
I did. I grew as a person this weekend. So now y'all had prom this weekend,
We
right?
had prom this weekend, and which I know is a way lower maintenance affair with a boy than it is with a girl. But we had
But it's all
prom.
maintenance.
What now?
It's all maintenance when you have the
Well,
teens.
that's true. It is. But we had pictures, or Alex had pictures, late that afternoon. And I typically have not enjoyed pictures because when I was in my previous role at school, when I was doing dress code, and I was always the one to send out the guidelines about the dances and stuff for dresses. And I don't know. I didn't care, like when I would go to pictures, but I always felt like the girls felt like I was, trying to gauge if it was, whatever. It just was awkward. So this year I didn't have to do that because I'm not responsible for that. And so it was a much more breezy pictures experience, in my opinion. Because the way, I don't know, I know different people do different things, but here in Birmingham, the way most schools do it is everybody meets somewhere for pictures beforehand, which is a whole scene. And then they go to whatever the event is after. And so it was his whole junior class went to the botanical gardens and had pictures made, and then they left there and went to prom. But it was fun. I mean, we had a good time, and it was mercifully not hot. It was very pleasant outside, but they had a great time. It was a good
That's good.
time. And then today was the beginning of the last week for our seniors at school. So
Wow,
I
that's
know,
crazy.
I know. One of the senior girls came in my office and she had her phone. She said, "Hey, I'm gonna film something real quick for TikTok, but I'm not posting it right now." And I went, "Okay." And so I just kind of went back to doing what I was doing. And then she said, "Sophie." And like I looked up and just kind of waved, but she was going around to all of the teachers and just calling them by their first name to see what their reaction would be, which for some reason tickled me. I didn't even care. It's like,
It's fine,
hey,
whatever. Yeah,
what's
that is
up?
so funny. Well, Caroline still has 2 more weeks of school left, I think.
Okay.
That's right. Maybe 3. I don't know. She's got some AP tests this week. I know that.
Yes, that
And
started today at our school too.
So she's got that this week. But I mean, we're on the final countdown. And then this weekend, they have its senior party, is what it's called, which normally is in December. We did not get to have a prom, an official school prom. But they have senior parties. So
Yeah.
we have that this weekend.
Our prom was not official either. Our
But I will tell you know what I've learned this year, and I don't know who all's prom is official and whose aren't. I did see one of my friends on Facebook had posted, and it was her daughter, and they called it mom prom, which brought me endless joy, mom prom. But so I think a lot of, I don't know what schools are official and whatever, but I will tell you that now I know that last spring, one thing I really missed was seeing everybody's prom pictures. Like,
100%.
I love to see the pictures. I love to see all the different dresses. I love to see the hairstyles. I love to see the whole thing. Like, it just brings me, I'm like, this is what social media is for. I've been so happy.
Well, one of the things I realized last spring that I miss so much was hearing the girls talk about their dresses and their hair. Because for a solid month leading up to prom, the only conversations in my office, it feels like, are about dresses and hair. And my dress is really straight. So do I want to do like loose waves or do I want my hair to be like that whole thing, which I love. So I love seeing it in person. And then I have loved seeing the post after the fact. And then I've loved seeing posts of people in different cities. I mean, like it's just fun to see them all dressed up.
Yeah, I love it. But I'm going to tell you that really the highlight of my whole weekend, and I think it was for a lot of us, I feel like I speak for America
I know where
when
this is going.
I say that Alex Drummond's wedding
Yes,
was the
ma'am.
fairy tale that we all needed
Yes,
this
ma'am.
weekend, that we didn't even know we
We
needed.
didn't
We
know
didn't even
it.
know we were getting it. Like
No.
we didn't know.
No.
Unbelievable. And you and I know Ree, and I knew it was going to be beautiful because Ree has great taste in everything she does, but that was
Stunning.
like I'm going to say somewhere Kate Middleton's looking at pictures of that going, "Man, I wish I would have had that wedding." Like
Yeah, I
it
wish I'd grown up on a ranch.
yes, I said
Oh my
it
gosh.
was unbelievable. Like, it took my breath away. Like, I can't quit looking at pictures of it. Like, I'm in it. Like, it's just so gorgeous.
So gorgeous. So many roses. So many roses. But just the simplicity of Alex's dress against that big old Oklahoma sky.
Mm-hmm.
The dance floor, the flowers hanging off of the, I don't even know what you call that, the crossbars underneath the tent. Just stunning. And the fact that Reed Drummond got her a Giovanni dress.
Never loved her more.
Never loved her more. I've never loved her more. And if you know, you know. That's a Real Housewives thing. But that Giovanni dress, one, she looked like $1 million in it.
Yeah, for sure. Yep.
But two, it delighted me. It was Giovanni.
Mm-hmm. That's right. She was feeling Giovanni. Mm-hmm. And I can only hope that they played it at the reception. I don't know if they did, but it feels like it would have been perfect. But that whole thing, you know what I really thought? Like, I remember, and you and I got married at the same time, but I remember when right before I was in the middle of planning my wedding, or right at the beginning, and it was when Carolyn Bessett and JFK Jr. got married.
Yes, ma'am.
And I felt like it changed the landscape of what brides, like, I had been looking at all these froofy dresses, and like the minute I saw her like simple, like slip dress, I was like, oh no, sister, I'm going way scaled down. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like it changed the whole, and I thought, I feel like that's what Alex's wedding did, is I feel like those pictures hit and everybody's like, I'm going to need to find a ranch where I can get married.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to need to orient this thing with the sunset in the background.
Yeah.
Like, it was just so beautiful. And one reason why it's so beautiful is because they all look so happy. You know, they just look so delighted and overjoyed. And I don't know. It did me a world of good. Like you said, I didn't even know I needed it. But I was like, well, my goodness, this is just gorgeous.
It was just gorgeous. It just made my, and then reposted this morning, and it was Ladd and Alex, and they were dancing to Cowgirls Don't Cry. Mm. And I was like, well, it just did me in. I was like, it was all so beautiful. I feel like it's, you know, and I started thinking, I was like, can Caroline get married at the ranch? And I thought, I don't know that really the South Texas lends itself like the Oklahoma prairie, you know. It's a lot of cactus, it's a lot of rattlesnakes, it's just kind of a different vibe.
I get that. Well,
hey y'all, it's me taking a quick break to tell you why I love Thrive Market. You know that I love anything I can get delivered directly to my door. Plus, I love shopping online and reading reviews. Thrive Market is an online membership-based market on a mission to make healthy living easy and affordable for everyone. And I so appreciate that, because I'm always looking for ways to, number one, live healthier, and to save money. And you can enjoy guaranteed savings and member-only prices. In fact, Thrive Market members save an average of $32 on every order, even though you're getting it delivered directly to your door and it's saving you the hassle of the grocery store. Plus, Thrive Market has two new great membership options. You can do a monthly membership for $9.95 a month, or you can do a 12-month membership for $5 a month that's billed at $59.95 for the year. We love Thrive Market's selection of granola, especially the Nature's Path Love Crunch is one of our favorites. They have a Purely Elizabeth dark chocolate and sea salt, which is so good. We love the Chomps beef sticks and the Italian flavor. And I'm on this new health kick where it's all about like what's a red light food and what's a green light food. And Thrive Market is the best resource to find more green light foods. One of the things I found from somebody on Instagram was they use the Wisp cheese crisp, which I love, but they use those as chips to dip in their salsa. So it's like a healthier version of chips and salsa, which signed me up for that. I also love the Late July jalapeno lime chips. I've gotten some dry roasted and salted macadamia nuts that are so good. And there's a savory paleo snack mix that's so delicious and the perfect snack during the afternoon when I start to get a little bit hangry. And there's so much more. I'm so into all my health supplements this year, and so I've started getting some of my very favorite things from Thrive Market. There's this Ancient Nutrition collagen protein powder that I've added in my coffee. I love the Hum Glow Sweet Glow gummies for my skin and the Hair Sweet Hair for my hair. I'm using so many different products that make me feel healthier and make my home feel cleaner, like the Schmidt's Multi-Surface Vinegar Cleaner with amber and aloe. It smells so good and not like a chemical smell. Shopping with Thrive Market is healthy without the hassle. You can shop 70 plus diets and values like keto, paleo, gluten-free, vegan, non-GMO, fair trade certified, BPA free, and more. You can skip the store and the lines. They really have the best selection of high quality, healthy, and sustainable products online, which I feel like is what we're all looking for. And you can get them delivered directly to your door. Join Thrive Market today to get $20 off your first order and an exclusive free gift. The only way to get this offer is by going to thrivemarket.com/bigboo. That's thrivemarket.com/bigboo to get the exclusive offer of $20 off your first order and a free gift. You can't get this offer anywhere else. Go to thrivemarket.com/bigboo. Thanks, Thrive Market, for sponsoring the Big Boo Cast.
The other highlight of the weekend, depending on which side of this you were on.
I was going to say, for you, I know where you're going. For you, it was a highlight.
Was that the Mississippi State Bulldogs played the Fighting Texas Aggies, the Texas A&M Aggies, in baseball in Starkville.
And swept them.
Well,
and swept them.
Listen, it took, on Friday night, it took 12 innings, and we won with a walk-off home run by none other than Eric Church.
It did.
Tanner Allen.
And I thought that feels appropriate.
Yeah. But I thought the games were good. I mean, it was a real back and forth. But I'll tell you the most disorienting thing to me was the two maroon and white teams, and because we played the game so quickly. I mean, we played the whole series essentially in about 24 hours.
Yeah.
And because it was one game on Friday and two games on Saturday, so I couldn't get the uniform straight. I cannot tell you the number of times I was like, I didn't know we had that guy in our lineup. Yeah. I've never heard of him. And then I would go, oh, wait, that's A&M. That's not us. The maroon and white thing was really confusing.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't fully aware of who was wearing what. And our uniforms tend to look really similar anyway, because we both have pinstripes. And, you know, it's just... Anyway, but always a great baseball matchup. I'm sorry it didn't go the Aggies' way, but
I said we've had a rough season. Well, it's been all around. And Gully texted me Friday night, and she was like, "Are you watching this game?" And I was like, "I'm following it on Twitter." And she said, "We're gonna lose." And I was like, it's like you just kind of know, and you hate to be like that, but I love them, but they've just had a rough season. So, you know, it is what it is. But
well, I fell asleep Friday night before it was over. Like I tried, but I just I had it to go to sleep. And when I woke up Saturday morning, I had a text from my sister with a link to the clip of Tanner Allen hitting that home run. And I thought, well, you know, that's a rough way to lose. And
it
then
is.
For them to come back and play two games on Saturday, that's tough.
Yeah, that's tough. I feel like the doubleheader on Saturday, which is funny because, you know, back in the day when I was a Diamond Darling in the early 90s, we always played Saturday doubleheaders, which is so funny to think about that they don't do that anymore because you didn't have Sunday baseball back then.
Well, now, if people missed it last week, we released an episode on Patreon about our quirks and our pet peeves.
Yes, we did.
And during that episode, Melanie confess that she sometimes has feelings about inanimate objects, that sometimes she'll maybe like use a spoon she hasn't used in a while because she's worried about the spoon. I don't know when anything has surprised me and tickled me and like stayed with me more than that. I thought about, I mean, like every time I picked up one of my wooden spoons all week, I thought about you.
See? You and feel bad for him.
I didn't have a single feeling for him, but I thought about you having feelings for him.
Yeah.
But just like the Crystal Light thing, where I feel like people really rallied to see how they could help. I have been so just, I don't know if surprised is the word, but I have been entertained nonetheless by people sharing comments and DMs about the ways that they too really care for inanimate objects.
Yeah. It's a real thing.
Yeah.
It's a real thing.
Somebody messaged me and said that she can worry about the eyes on her stove because she tends to use bottom right a lot. And how is top left feeling, right?
Yeah. That's fair. Top left feels left out.
And then the other thing I didn't realize, the way people are, they're rotating their dishes in their cabinets, because I just take the dishes out of the dishwasher and put them on the top of the stack, but apparently that's all wrong. You've got to put them on the bottom of the stack so that you can use the ones that have been on the bottom of the stack so they don't feel left out.
That's exactly right. I mean, think of how they feel. Think about how they feel all that time just sitting in the drawer, just waiting, hoping they're going to get used, hoping that it's their turn.
I had no idea this was something that I needed to think about, but I appreciate all you deeply compassionate people who have taken on a certain amount of emotion regarding the inanimate objects in your house. It's something.
It's a whole, it's some sort of personality characteristic that if there is like an emotional deficit somewhere that needs to be filled, I'm going to feel responsible for that in some way. I'm going to worry about it. I'm going to take that on. And apparently that also goes into, spoons and toys and all that stuff. But I'm not alone. I'm not alone in that. There are lots of people that have the huts, because I had a lot of messages. In fact, it may be the thing I've gotten the most messages about ever, is people saying, I also feel bad about this. Yeah, it's a struggle. It's a real struggle for a lot of us.
Is it any wonder that we're all emotionally exhausted? I mean, I feel like just with the real life stuff happening, that's plenty. But y'all are worried about if the pillows have been properly rotated and are feeling neglected because you just mainly sleep on this pillow and this one you don't necessarily use as much.
It's the whole thing. It's why, like, in like if I feel that level of depth sometimes for like a cooking utensil or a plate, or whatever it, then think about, like, it's the reason, like, why on Facebook I had a friend who used to always post like dogs that were up for adoption, and like I had to hide her because I'm like, I can't know that, like, that's it's too much. It's I'll take that all on, and that's how I'll end up owning 72 dogs, like there's just things. But it's a real thing, and apparently I'm not alone. And so Toy Story really tapped into something for
I
a lot
mean,
of
you are
us.
not alone. I had no idea. That's not ever been a thing with me, although certainly I've thought about it a lot in the last week. But man, we just, y'all, we can't carry all the things. We can't worry about our families and the salt and pepper shaker rotation. Like, we just, I don't know. We may
I
have
know.
to, we may have to give up on some of it.
Yeah, it's heavy. It's heavy. You got to let some of it go. You got to let some of it go.
Hey, y'all, it's me here to tell you about Native. Sometimes it rains on your birthday. Sometimes the line for coffee wraps around the building. Sometimes gas goes up 10 cents or more. Sometimes life stinks. We call that 2020. But the good news is you don't have to, because Native has your back. Native cares about the products you put on your body. They're about stopping the stink the right way. That's the Native difference. You probably already know about Native's legendary aluminum-free deodorant, but have you tried their body wash, their toothpaste, or their brand new mineral-based sunscreen? Yes, I'm so excited about this. Native now has a broad-spectrum SPF 30 sunscreen for your face and your body. It's lightweight, it absorbs quickly, and you can choose between unscented or coconut and pineapple. I think we all know that I'm going to be choosing the coconut and pineapple because I like to smell like a resort when I'm out in the sun. Native is on a mission to overhaul your entire hygiene routine by putting the care in self-care with products carefully made to work against odor that are made with simple ingredients and smell great. You can get their deodorant and body wash in amazing scents like coconut and vanilla, citrus and herbal musk, lavender and rose, and more. You can even build your own personalized product bundles. Mix and match three of your favorite scents and keep them on rotation so you have something for every occasion. Stay fresh, stay clean with Native by going to nativedeo.com/bigboo, or use promo code BIGBOO at checkout and get 20% off your first order. That's nativedeo.com/bigboo, or use our promo code BIGBOO at checkout for 20% off your first order.
Okay, so I got a message, I think this morning, from someone who is planning a graduation party, as many people are. And right now, and she wanted to know, she said it's going to be at night. And so she's thinking it'll be like appetizer-y kind of food, dessert kind of food. What would we serve if mm-hmm. we were planning such a party. And I'll have you know, that's been my particular escapist question today. I recognize I have specific things I need to do, like for work, but I'm just going to let that run in the background for a minute and ponder on that. Have you thought about that? Because I forwarded it to you this morning. Have you thought about what you would serve?
I thought, well, you know, I mean, I know we talk about it all the time, but I think if you really want to go heavy, I love those little beef sliders, those French onion sliders.
That's exactly what I thought of.
I mean, I think they're easy. I think they're easy to make in bulk. I feel like they're filling enough. I feel like they're easy to eat as a finger food because I like, that's my whole thing with an appetizer is if you're going to have people, I need something that I can eat that I'm not going to have to cut up,
right.
You know, like, so I feel like that another thing that I really like are like mini Caprese salad bites.
Oh,
you know, where it's like
yes,
a cherry
ma'am.
Tomato and then like a slice of mozzarella and then you can drizzle it with a little balsamic and then put like a little piece of basil on there. Mm-hmm. I think that's a really good too. Those are my kind of my two go-tos, I would think, if I were going to do this.
Yeah. I would do some dips for one thing, because mm-hmm. I think dips are always a winner. I have a Vidalia onion dip recipe that I love. Because it's kind of disarming. People don't know it's going to be so good because it's so simple, but then it's really delicious.
Yeah.
I would do that with tortilla chips or Fritos or whatever. I would for sure do those beef sliders. I think those are great. I think you also have a really good opportunity to do kind of a spectacular extra large charcuterie board situation.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, it's a great time to do that. And I think that's so easy to do with like different cheeses.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, if you have a Trader Joe's, I think there's so many different kinds of cheeses that you could add to it. And then an assortment of crackers.
Marcona almonds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some fruit, some grapes, maybe some like dried, you know, figs or something like that. I think that's a really good, some little pickles.
Yeah.
I think you can.
The other thing I think, and again, thinking in terms of a teenage boy, you can never underestimate the power of a meatball.
Mm-hmm,
if you have an attractive way. I know Melanie well enough to know that she's thinking about how she don't want to see a bunch of meatballs.
You read my mind.
That's not what she wants to see. But I think there's a way you could plate them on a tray with toothpicks. I mean, you could do it, you know, you could sauce them. You could make them look attractive. But
I
think meatballs are a great option. I think there was one other thing I thought about besides, I do not think you can underestimate a creative pig in the blanket.
That's a good one.
You know, I think that that those are also something that people like.
Mm-hmm.
And you can even do the full size ones if you really wanted to be fancy, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and I thought too, I was just, as we're sitting here thinking, I was thinking about Jamie at Family Savvy. I was thinking about her. I don't remember what she called it. I'm going to call it a redneck charcuterie. I don't know that that's called it. But with like the pimento cheese, which you can go buy a really good pimento cheese and saltines and sausage. And you could do something like that too, depending on, you know, kind of your crowd. Cause I think that's something everybody likes.
I think the great thing about doing an appetizer heavy party is that you can do that. I mean, I know we're talking about sliders, which you have to actually prepare,
mm-hmm.
but if you have a Trader Joe's or Publix or an HEB, like if you have a really good grocery store close to where you live, you can do so much of that without having to cook anything.
Yes.
You know,
for sure.
You can cause Publix has got such great dips. You can you can do that. I think fruit is always more delicious if somebody else has cut it and presented it. It's never better than when somebody else has gone to the trouble to cut it up for you. So I love going somewhere and seeing a bunch of fresh fruit. I think that's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
yeah,
I think that's fun to think about.
I know. And then desserts, what did you come up with anything for desserts?
Well, you know, for dessert, I don't think there's anything better than a really good chocolate chip cookie. To me, that is the ultimate dessert. It's a great chocolate chip cookie. But a couple of weeks ago, I mentioned on the podcast that I had made the Half-Baked Harvest, those lemon lime, I think they're called.
Oh, I made those.
The lemon
key lime
pie bars
or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I think those are great. You could cut those up in small squares. They would be delicious. Like just my friend Elizabeth used to always make, she would get box brownie mix. She would do a layer of brownie mix. She would put the Symphony chocolate bars in the, and on top of that, and then put more brownie mix and bake it. And I would still today order it at a restaurant. It's nothing fancy, but it's just so chocolatey and good.
So yeah, I think that's good.
Yeah. But I think a great chocolate chip cookie or a great brownie, I think that's delicious. Plus fruit sweet too. If you have a fruit dip or whatever, you could do that.
Yeah. I think that's perfect. I think that's great.
Hey y'all, it's me taking a quick break to tell you about Care Of, a wellness brand that makes it easy to maintain your health goals with a customized vitamin plan that helps you feel your best today and supports you long term. Care Of is where high quality products meet personalization. All of Care Of's products are formulated with good for you, clean ingredients that are backed by science. They're super transparent about the research and the sourcing behind each one of their products, and your recommendations come in daily, individually wrapped packets that are perfect for getting back into a routine. I like to keep mine right by my Keurig so I remember to take them each morning, and it makes it so much easier than having a million different bottles, which is what I used to have. You can take Care Of's in-depth 5-minute online quiz that asks you questions about your diet, your lifestyle, health concerns to help address your specific wellness goals. It's like getting a one-on-one consultation with a nutritionist all without leaving your house. You can follow Care Of's expert recommendations or adjust your pack at any time. If you need more of something or less of something, what you receive is totally up to you. It's time to spring into a healthy mindset and lifestyle with Care Of. They make it so easy to declutter your cabinet, put all your vitamins in one easy daily pack, and spring cleaning doesn't have to end with our physical spaces. With no unnecessary fillers or artificial flavors in Care Of's products, you can feel good about what you're putting in your body. You know that we are all about our low-level goals here, and small, impactful changes are just as important, like adding daily vitamins to help support your energy, your sleep, your fitness, and target those goals long-term and short-term. You can take better care of your health and get 50% off your first Care Of order when you go to takecareof.com and enter code BIGBOOCAST50. Again, that's 50% off your first Care Of order. You go to takecareof.com and enter the code BIGBOOCAST50. Thanks, Care Of, for sponsoring the Big Boo Cast.
Okay, so we're getting close to summer. We're getting close to graduation. Are you starting to think about going anywhere yet? Are you starting to think about traveling at all?
You know, we really kind of, Caroline and I had planned, we knew we wanted to do some kind of little trip, and we have decided on a staycation.
Okay.
So we are going to stay, there's a resort here, and we're going to go spend a couple of days there, and we have a lot of shopping to do, like for dorm stuff and for clothes and all that stuff. And so I think we're going to do that and some spa days and that. But we haven't really planned anything else. You know, summer for the Shankles is always a weird time because Perry's so busy with work.
Right.
Like it's his very busiest time of year. So like, I always feel like we're on a different schedule family vacation wise than most people are. And then I think too, I hadn't planned anything because I didn't really know what our summer was going to look like in terms of college. And so she's got new student orientation in June, in early June, and then July, I think we have nothing, but she wants to go up to Dallas and get together with her roommate there so they can plan and shop and all that. And then August, she's going to Impact, which is like a Christian freshman orientation camp.
Right. Yes.
And then now we know that dorm move-in starts August 21st, but I don't know if like that's the day we move in. So anyway, all that to say, I feel like our summer has kind of been up in the air because we have a lot going on. So
that's kind of late for move-in, I feel like. Like that's, yeah, you know,
they don't start till August 30th.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's late. I thought that felt late, but they don't actually start school until Monday, August 30th. And then A&M, you always get there the week before because they have like Howdy Week and there's a whole lot of, you know, different stuff to do and things going on and all that. So I don't know what's going to happen because like Gully last year had said when she was moving Jackson in because of COVID, everybody got like this specific assigned move-in time.
Okay.
So because you couldn't have all these people descending on the dorm at once. And I don't know. We haven't heard yet how they're doing that.
Okay. Well, I know it'll be here before you know it, but still, it feels like you've got a minute. Like you've got some,
yeah, we've got some
time.
Well, the good news is it's after my birthday, which right. I feel like there were several gifts that I got this week. I feel like number one, Caroline, we found out that she made All-State
which
for
is
soccer.
So great.
Which we were so excited for, and she was so happy. But now there's a senior All-Star game, so I feel like I get to watch her play soccer one more time.
Oh.
I know. And it'll probably only be for like 10 minutes because it's like all the kids, but still. She gets to put on the old cleats one more time. Mm-hmm. And I found out that she's not moving in the dorm till August 21st, which felt like I was preparing myself that we were going to move her in the day of my 50th birthday.
Right.
And
right.
I feel like the Lord and his graciousness mm-hmm. knew that that was going to be more than I could handle.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway,
you're not going to get much past it, but still it's still not right there together.
It's not right there. It's not all on the same day. It's mm-hmm. not like a big nuclear bomb of emotion.
Right,
you know,
it's
better. So what about y'all? Y'all are planning a couple of trips.
Yeah. David and I are planning a trip now this summer. And it happened to be, Alex was like, well, I have football that week. And I was like, I know. Yes, you do.
Sorry.
You certainly do.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're planning a trip for this summer. We're kind of working on, but really just that. I mean, we don't have much going on. We thought that Alex had applied to go to governor's school this summer, but then they canceled it. So, because we kind of thought that was going to be a thing that was going on, but now that's not going to be happening. So,
yeah,
I don't know. Well, hopefully we'll get down to the beach at some point.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Like, mm-hmm. I think we'll do a beach trip at some point. I think she and Perry, they're doing a fishing trip next week, and I think they'll probably do some more fishing trips over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, we'll have stuff. I just can't really plan.
Yeah. Well, you know, I want you to come here for SEC Media Days because
I would love that.
Because Jimbo Fisher and Mike Leach speak on the same day.
Listen. That would be good. Okay. Mm-hmm. That would be good. Well, and you know what I thought, and this is, see, everybody on the podcast is like, what, why are you talking about? But I thought, wouldn't it be fun? Is because what if I came and I could always bring Caroline with me?
Yes.
If she wanted to come too, because I thought she might have fun seeing Alex and some of his buddies.
She like, would. She would, and she would have mm-hmm. so much fun. Yes, she would. That would be great.
Yeah. So I thought that might be kind of a fun little thing to do too.
Mm-hmm. I think it was Ashby, Alex's friend Ashby, who said last week, I mentioned something about y'all. I can't even remember. We're talking about Caroline graduating and all that kind of stuff, and she said, I would really like to meet her. I feel like we would really get along. And I said,
I know.
Maybe someday.
Yeah. And they all follow each other on Instagram and stuff. So I don't know. I in the back of my mind, I was like, that might be kind of fun to like get away and, you know, make some new friends.
Yes. I would love it.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's my turn for five favorites.
Yay! Yeah. Oh, I love when it's your turn for five favorites.
Oh, the excitement.
Sincere, genuine yay.
Yay. Okay, so my first thing is something that you actually told me about. And I think you mentioned this in a gift guide maybe back at Christmas or maybe before, but it's the Allie and Bess bracelets.
Oh, love them.
And so I have a stack of Allie and Bess bracelets. And here's the thing. You know this about me. I just don't wear a ton of jewelry. I don't know what to do with it. I don't know where to put it. So usually I just have on like a ring, and I like earrings. So I wear earrings. I don't really know how to mix and match necklaces. And then bracelets a lot of times drive me crazy because I start to type and it feels like one hand is higher than the other. You know, it's just a whole thing. But I really love the Allie and Bess stack, which is they have stacks of three bracelets and five bracelets. Is that right? And then maybe some seven.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but I really love the colors of them. They go with so much of what I have. And so I've ordered me a new stack of Allie and Bess bracelets. It's the Maddie Summer Stack. And what I love about them is you can combine them. You can wear three. You can wear five. You can just wear one if you want to wear one.
Mm-hmm.
But they're durable and they aren't so super tight that you feel like, you know, you're going to have some kind of indention in your wrist after you take it off. They're comfortable. They're cute. I just love them. And I feel like they're versatile enough that if you're a person who likes brighter colors, you can certainly cater to that. If you're a person who likes neutrals or clears, you know, just like a clear acrylic, you can find those. So they're just a fun jewelry line to kind of match your personality. And I really like them.
I agree. I think they're made so well. Mm-hmm. I feel like I put them on all the time. Like, I love that they stay on your wrist. Like, they're not, because I love the look of bangles, but I hate when my wrist is like, clang, 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 you know, like.
You're right. When it's like, you feel like you can't talk with your hands without somebody thinking you're conducting a band.
Yes, kinda. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. No, they're great.
Yeah. So that's my first thing. So I'm excited for the new stack to come in, but I've just really, really enjoyed them, and which is significant as somebody who's not really a jewelry person. Listen, I'm so not a jewelry person that David Hudson knows he can go for the rest of his life and never have to buy me a piece of jewelry because it's not my deal.
Your thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love these. I love them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My second thing is a new album that came out. My favorite live album of all time. Oh, here comes Alex. He's home from school. We were so close. And here she goes.
That she's got to make an appearance. It's her thing.
Okay, I'm going to shut the door. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, and I just thought, it's not Alex because he started football today. They started spring practice today.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I guess somebody's delivering something. Anyway, my favorite live album of all time is the Need to Breathe Live from the Woods album.
Yes, yeah.
I love it so much and have listened to it so much. And last week, I think, the second volume of Live from the Woods came out. And it's a lot of their newer songs. But but I love that band so much. And the new live album is so great. They recorded it, I think, not too long ago. They did like a socially distanced concert somewhere in Tennessee, maybe. I'm not exactly sure. I'm fuzzy on the details. But it's just so great to hear them live again. And there's a song called Survival that they recorded with Drew and Ellie Holcomb that they do live.
Oh,
and it's like,
okay.
It's like 9.5 minutes long. And there aren't many songs that I think need to be 9.5 minutes long, but this one does.
Yeah.
It needs
to be.
Okay. And it's not, Drew and Ellie Holcomb aren't on the live album, but the live version is phenomenal. So
okay.
There's that.
All right. I'm going to have to listen to that. I'll listen to that while I'm cooking dinner tonight.
Oh, it's good cooking music.
Okay.
The third thing is something that I don't know if I've mentioned before or not on the podcast, but it occurred to me when I was at the grocery store last week that we are fully immersed in this particular product line, really invested. So Jimmy Dean, of course, everybody knows Jimmy Dean sausage. That's no stranger to any, that's not a strange thing to anybody. But Jimmy Dean has a line of breakfast products. They're called Jimmy Dean Delights. And they're just a little bit lighter. Like maybe it's turkey sausage instead of regular sausage. Or they have little frittatas that you can heat in the microwave. They have some different things like on an English muffin, or they have these little breakfast burritos that are really good. Like there's a spinach breakfast burrito that's so good. Anyway, I think I discovered them a little before quarantine and then would get them all the time because David likes to eat breakfast. I like to eat breakfast. And I buy them every week and they're such a good, easy product because you just put them in the freezer, you cook them in the microwave, but they're not, you know, they're not greasy. It's not super heavy, but they actually taste good. So I don't know. I just think if somebody's looking for a different breakfast option or just wants to have something on hand, they have breakfast bowls that have like turkey sausage and egg whites and that kind of stuff. They're really good. And we haven't tried any form of them that we haven't liked.
So
in your frozen food section, everyone.
Okay. That's great to know.
The fourth thing is I feel like I get a lot of emails and DMs about Birmingham, where to stay in Birmingham, what's good to eat in Birmingham, what are the sites you want to see in Birmingham. I feel like this is true for you in San Antonio as well. So Lindsay Ferrier, she does a lot of travel writing now. She goes to different places and she has written a guide to Birmingham, like the 40 things you need to do in Birmingham. And she lives in Nashville. But her article about Birmingham is so good. So when people now ask me, what do I need to do? Where should I stay? Where's good to eat? I'm just going to send them a link to Lindsay's article. It's so
perfect.
Good. It's comprehensive. I agreed with everything that she said in it. She knew all the right restaurants, all the fun hotels, all the great sightseeing things. And so I think it's just fun when somebody who doesn't necessarily live in your town kind of gets your town.
Yeah.
And it's a good reminder to me that I want to go to Birmingham too. You know, there are things that I want to see and places I want to go and I forget about it. So anyway.
Okay. I love that. That's a good, I know. 'Cause I always feel like when people ask about San Antonio, I'm like, I can tell you places, but there's probably somebody that knows some other cooler places than what I know, you know, but it's a lot of information too.
Yeah. So she and her family have just traveled here a few times over the last little bit and have developed some Birmingham favorites. Cause you know, we're just 3 hours from Nashville. So it's an easy drive, but it's so good. And I just thought, well, Lindsay, you have provided quite a resource here. So anyway, I'll put a link up to that.
Okay.
And then the last thing is something that I probably don't need to dig too much into this thing.
Yes.
But I have, at Chick-fil-A, I have seen where they have something called frosted coffee, and I've never gotten one.
Oh.
And about a month ago, I was with my friend Heather, and she got a frosted coffee, and I thought, I'm going to try frosted coffee. Have you ever tried one of these?
I have not. I don't know about this.
Listen, here's what it is. It's ice cream.
Okay. Well, I'm interested.
I mean, I don't think it's actually coffee. It's probably some kind of coffee flavoring. But oh my, if you like coffee, and I don't even like ice cream that much, but it is delicious. It's like a Frappuccino kind of, but it's not icy. You know what I mean? And it doesn't have any like little like coffee beans or anything in it. But my goodness, it's delicious. And what a treat. You know, you don't have to have it all the time, but maybe once every couple of weeks, you just feel like you need a little something. I'm going to recommend the frosted coffee at Chick-fil-A. It's so good.
So is it like a milkshake? Would you say it's like a milkshake consistency? Because I do think Chick-fil-A has great milkshakes.
It's kind of a milkshake consistency, but it's not. I mean, it's different. And Alex is from McLean, who he actually went to prom with, told me that they will actually at Chick-fil-A make any drink a frosted drink. Like you can get a frosted Dr. Pepper if you want, a frosted Coke, like a Coke float. They'll mix anything with ice cream there. But so it's like that. I don't know if it's actual coffee or if it's just some kind of syrup that they have. But it's almost like a coffee float. I don't know how to explain it.
Interesting.
It's not quite like a milkshake. It's not that thick. The consistency is different.
Okay. So, all right.
But
my interest is piqued.
It's tasty. It's what I'm going to tell you.
Okay. That sounds pretty good. I'm going to say that sounds pretty good. And I don't really need another thing. You know, which we're going to talk more about, but I signed up for Noom, you know, which is like that thing this weekend.
Yes.
You know, it's all about red light and yellow light and green light foods.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel certain my problem is not so much that I need to find any more red light foods. Pretty much my whole diet is a red light food.
Yeah. This would be a red light food for sure. But it's you think of it as a treat and not necessarily like your everyday morning beverage. I've actually never had it as a morning beverage. I've had it the same way I might have a scoop of coffee ice cream, you know, but it's good.
Okay. All right. I'm going to have to try that out. Mm-hmm. So
anyway, those are my five for this week.
Okay. Yay. Thanks for sharing. Those
You're
are so good.
Welcome. Yeah. How about that? Jimmy Dean Delights for breakfast. Also coffee and ice cream.
I don't know what's wrong with that. You know, at our house sometimes, because Perry would put a scoop of ice cream and, you know, call it a dirty snowman. I don't know if that's a... Chick-fil-A probably isn't going to call it that.
No, that does not feel on brand for them, but...
It really doesn't. Mm-hmm. It really doesn't. It's, yeah. So, but at the Shingle House, it does feel on brand for us, is what I'm going to say.
Yeah, for sure. So, anyway, well, we'll be back next week, everybody.
Yes, we will. All right. Thanks for listening.
We'll talk to y'all later.